You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Sensex has ended over 350 points lower. Nifty had to settle below 11,250 and auto stocks have cracked. These will be among the headlines that we will be following on this evening walk. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
After snapping a multi-day rally, equity benchmarks continued to fall for a second consecutive day on Thursday, with the Nifty giving up the 11,250 mark. The Sensex managed to end the day over 350 points lower. The sell-off was led by sectors such as banks, automobiles, IT and energy, while pharmaceuticals stood out with gains of over 1% on the Nifty Pharma Index. Profit booking post Reserve Bank of India's move to hike key rates along with tepid global cues dragged the market lower. There are reports emerging that the US is considering additional import tariffs on China, which spooked the market around the world. Experts also believe that the street took note of RBI's views on inflation on the back of higher crude prices. Among sectors, automobile stocks saw a big fall, with the Nifty Auto falling almost 1.5%. Banks, energy and IT also weighed on benchmarks. Midcaps, on the other hand, had a good day of trade. The Sensex ended over 350 points lower, while the Nifty gave up 11,250 as well. The Sensex closed down 356.46 points, or 0.95%, at 37,165.16, while Nifty ended lower by 101.5 points, or 0.89%, at 11,244.7. The market breadth was narrow as 1,332 shares advanced against a decline of 1,318 shares, while 166 shares were unchanged. Power Grid, IndusInd Bank, Lupin and Dr. Reddy's were the top gainers, while Airtel and Kotak Mahindra Bank lost the most. Let's turn to some stocks in the news. Shares of Marico ended 5% lower after its net profit during the quarter grew by 10.3% year-on-year to 260.1 crore rupees, backed by top-line growth and lower base in the year-ago period. Sequent Scientific stock zoomed 11% as Arm Alvira gets EU GMP nod for Ankara facility in Turkey. Godrej Properties stock fell 2.5% after dismal earnings performance in quarter 1 FY19. Dilip Buildcon rose 7% as the company bagged an order worth 717 crore rupees. And finally, Coal India's shares rose 1% as it increased its production for the month of July 2018. We have been talking about weak global cues. Let's find out what's happening in the rest of the world. We turn to global data. Markets in Asia closed lower as mixed handover from United States due to trade concerns weighed on indices. ASX 200, which is Australia, declined 34.8 points or 0.55% to 6,240.9. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 1.03% or losing 234 points to close at 22,512. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 2.21% to close at 27,714. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite was down 2% and Singapore was down 1.28%. Turning to European markets now, which are still trading, and the trade continues to be a red one there as well. Britain's FTSE is down 1.24%, the Pan-European Stock 600 down 0.83%, France's CAC is down 0.69%, and Germany's DAX down 1.55% at the time of me telling you this. We're also looking forward to the Bank of England meeting, which is expected to deliver a rate hike despite uncertainty over Brexit. Well, that's all the latest from the markets from across the world. We will, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Dalal Street. And hopefully, we can look forward to a better day tomorrow in the stock market. And when we return in the morning, we'll also come with a few stocks for you to pick and bear in mind as you go into trade the next day. Until the next time we see you, thank you for joining us. And do stay locked on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.